So what we're doing on that day is actually trying to find match donors up with people who are looking for either a bone marrow transplant or a stem cell plant transplant for either a blood disease, blood cancer. We're doing this, basically, it's going to be linked to Kristen Van Lacken, who a couple weeks ago was diagnosed with leukemia. And what they'll do is they'll come, we'll help them sign up. I mean, I think a lot of people have seen Be the Match kind of showing up on Facebook and stuff like that. And I actually have been noticing it even before having, you know, Kristen being diagnosed. But what we'll do is we're going to help with that process, because I know I myself have seen it and thought, okay, how do I do that? You'll show up, we'll help you register, and then really it's just a swab in the cheek. It takes about 10 seconds, and then that match will be sent to the National Be the Match Registry, and that'll be available not only to Kristen. What it'll do is it'll kind of first see if you're a match for Kristen, but if you're not, you'll be put on the National Registry, and hopefully you could be a match for someone else who's looking for a donor.
It's that simple.
It's that simple.
A swab of your cheek. So if I go up there, I'm not going to get blood drawn. I'm not going to get a
shot or poked or prodded
or anything like that.
I actually did mine in my kitchen, and it, you know, took 10 seconds, and it was in the mail. And so no shots, no pokes, just answering some questions to make sure that you're eligible to be a donor, and then we will do the swabbing for you.
So, Tricia, is this something that you've already done, too, or will be doing next week?
I already did mine.
I registered
online, and the kit came to my house, and I did mine also at my kitchen counter this weekend. Sent it in the mail on Monday, and now we just wait and see if we're a match. We're really praying for a match for Kristen, but also, like Beth said, it puts you on the National Registry, so there may be someone somewhere else that you match. There's specific markers in the genetics that have to be the same in order to be compatible, and you could save a life.
So in your case, you got the kit online, you registered online. So if people can't make it up to LATI next Tuesday or Wednesday, maybe that would be an option for them?
Absolutely.
And how do they do that?
You just go to Be the Match website. You can Google it. And like Beth said, you answer a few health history questions. Give them your contact information so that they can track you down if you are a match for someone. And then basically they send you the kit. It came within a week. I swabbed my cheek. I put it in the mail. And now we just wait.
It's that simple.
It's that simple.
It's that simple, Josh. Have you done this, by the way?
I haven't. No. And is it hard to find matches? I mean, Is it one in a billion people that have that right match? I mean, is this a difficult thing to get donors matched up with people that need it?
It is, and that's why it's so important. The more people that are on the registry, the greater the chance. Right now, if you go on there, it'll say one in 430 people that join actually would get the call to be a match. So, and you know, people who are looking for a donor, the first thing they look at is siblings, but even siblings, it's only one in four. So you get about a 25% chance of a sibling being a match. The other 70% of those people are finding it through registries like this. So,
This is some information from Beth here in an email that she shared back and forth with Todd as we were getting the interview set up. You mentioned here, Beth, every 3 minutes someone is diagnosed with blood cancer. And that 70% of patients do not have a matching donor in their family. That's kind of what you spoke of. You'd think maybe like hereditary, there would be like a genetic link there, but not necessarily
it's
the case.
It's not, you know, because it's, you know, the more genetically similar you are to that sibling, the better the chance. But, you know, if you look at certain siblings, they don't even really look like they could be related. So,
right.
And it's not, you know, a lot of people have asked me, it has nothing to do with blood type or anything. It's really your HLA, which is just kind of a marker that's on your specific tissue type. And so my match could be a 40-year-old man, you know, so it doesn't necessarily have to be same race or gender, anything like that.
It mentions here that the best donors are ages 18 to 44, but if you're outside of that range, you probably still would be encouraged to go up next week and get registered, I would think.
You can. Okay, so if you are in the ages of 18 to 44, you get to sign up for free.
Okay.
There's no cost to that, and that's primarily because 90% of the matches they make, they find are within that age group. However, if there's somebody who's 45, 46, 50, certainly you can come down, see if you're a match, get on the registry. You just have to pay a $100 fee to do that.
Okay.
However, once you are 61, they kick you off. So
you're done then.
You're done then.
You're done at that
you're
point.
Done.
All right. You mentioned Kristen's case, diagnosed recently, and I guess we don't need to go too deep into this, but tell us about Kristen Van Lacken, local woman here, correct? And on the flyer here is a picture of, I would assume, her family, just an absolutely beautiful family, gorgeous kids. And we're trying to find a match for her. Is that right?
That's right. Kristen is a local girl raised in Watertown, married to Rob Van Lacken, who a lot of people know because of his profession in the orthodontics. Great family, wonderful Christian family. They have five children, five beautiful children. She it's hard to even put into words what kind of person she is.
Mm-hmm.
Very giving, very faithful, wonderful mother, wonderful friend. She deserves a match, and that's why we're here today, to help encourage people to come out so we can and cure her of her leukemia.
Yeah, it's just things like this always make me pause and think, why do bad things like this happen to good people? You know,
and
it's just a shame.
She actually, if you ask Kristen that, she would say because she's strong enough to do it.
Sure.
And to, you know, I think that honestly through this, even this drive, we're going to find matches for other people that are looking for it. So indirectly, Kristen's once again helping out. But yeah, she's superwoman. She's staying very positive and finding the good in all of this. We kind of joke around because her sister-in-law, Jen Van Lacken, who has been an amazing person through all of this and really set up this website called Lots of Helping Hands, and I don't know if anyone's seen that out, but it's designed to kind of help the Van Lackens while Kristen's gone. And we joke around because there's 200 plus people currently on that doing the work of what Kristen normally does on a day-to-day basis, and so we're quite certain she might be Superwoman.
Boy, if it takes 200
it does.
People
it takes
to
200
replace
of us
her,
just
wow.
to replace her, yeah.
You made a good point that obviously the goal here is to find a match for Kristen, but and hopefully we succeed in that, but the end result could be finding matches for other people, too.
Definitely, and that's, you know, her sister, Annette Johnson, said it really well, and she said, even if you're not a match for Kristen, you could be a match for somebody else's Kristen. And that kind of struck home, you know, me just knowing that I might be walking around with the cure for someone who's kind of looking for that hope is enough for me to go, okay, I need to find out if there's someone I can help. So, yeah, ultimately, hopefully if we can get it, you know, I'd love to show up Tuesday and ready to swab and see a sea of people just waiting to join, and hopefully we can find a couple matches mm-hmm. through it.
If someone is a match that goes up and they do the swabbing next week at LATI, if they're a match for Kristen or someone else, do they get a phone call out of the blue then? Or how does the match link up with the person in need? How does that work?
Right. Well, when you register, you give actually quite a bit of contact information for yourself and a couple other close family members so that they can track you down if you move. And basically, they would contact you and tell you that you appear to be a match for someone in need. And then you can always decide if you don't want to pursue the donation. But then they would walk you through the process of donating, which would consist of probably a few more tests. You might at that point need to get some blood taken, that sort of thing. And then if you're a match and it's a go, then there's an extraction process. And there's a couple ways to do that. Most people will think, oh gosh, how do they get the bone marrow out of the bone? That means long needles. Well, that can be the case. They could take it out of your pelvis bone. But there's also an extraction process where they inject you with a type of medication which actually stimulates the bone marrow to secrete the stem cells into the bloodstream. And then they take it out of the bloodstream and filter it through, which would take a couple hours, and I don't know all the details about the process, but not as you know invasive as the other process. But there's options.
If somebody is a match, and I'm the match, I'm the donor. Is it going to cost me anything to become a donor? You know, am I going to have to file paperwork with my insurance company? Am I going to miss work? Things like that. I'm saving a life, but also, how's it going to affect me?
Yeah, and that's a really good question. And one thing I was curious about when I was kind of first looking into it is, okay, if I match someone in Florida, am I flying to Florida? And you're actually not. You go to a local hospital or facility that does transplant, and for us it'd be Sioux Falls would be the closest. And so you go, that's where you're going. As far as like insurances, you know, everything I was reading on the site said that it is no cost, you know, besides, I don't know if they pay for gas to get down there, but it goes towards the recipient's insurance, and many times Be the Match is actually paying for a lot of that cost too. And so, and that's all stuff that if you get that call, you know, they're going to go over in detail. But from the website, when I'm reading it, it basically says, no, it will not be a cost to you, and you're not flying off to someplace. It's also kind of neat because after a year, you are able to meet up with the person you're able to donate with. So I think they give it that a time span just to kind of make sure everything's working well. But then you are able to meet them too, which would be really nice.
Also, another thing is when I registered, you know, I actually donated $100 to Be the Match because they said that's what it costs to actually pursue the process if there is a match. And I said, well, even if I'm not a match, I want to help somebody else find their match. And so even if you're over that age range or you're not eligible because of health conditions, you can always step up and just donate to the cause. Mm-hmm. Go to Be the Match and donate. You don't have to be on the register to be a part of this cause.
Let me ask you this. There's been, we all know that there's been a lot of flu kind of stuff going around the community here. Influenza cases are on the rise. If someone has been feeling under the weather or maybe next week during one of these 2 days, they're not feeling the greatest, should they still go up and get swabbed or not?
Yeah, you actually can. You know, they have a big set of guidelines, which I was reading over last night. And if you, even if you've been diagnosed with one of these, you know, like influenza A or whatever, even last week, you still can.
Okay.
Because right now they're just taking a sample of the tissue. And so later on, obviously, if you were a donor, they wouldn't do the process until you were feeling better. But you still can come down and get swabbed.
Okay. Now, the registry is next week, as we mentioned, Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. each day. Where at Lake Area Tech should people go? They're on the campus.
It's in the main student center.
Okay.
So that new beautiful student center, which I actually just finally saw for the first time, and it's amazing. But there's lots of visitor parking out front there, and you're just going to come right in there. I think we're going to be set up near the bookstore, but just find a sea of people wearing orange T-shirts, and that's where you want to be.
And basically, it takes just a few seconds. They swab the inside of your cheek, and you're done.
And you're done.
It's that simple,
it's
Josh.
That simple.
That's
very easy. Very easy.
Well, let's hope that we get a good turnout next week, and hopefully we get a match for Kristen. That's the ultimate goal here.
Yes,
right?
It is. We want to get her home and back to her family. So.
Absolutely.
If people have questions, who can they contact? One person, one phone number?
Yep, they can certainly. You know, I've already had a couple people contacting me on Facebook, which is totally fine with me. Beth Kunkel, you can find me on Facebook. Otherwise, just come down if you can that day too. You know, I feel there's a lot of people who want to do it and they're just kind of worried about the process. Come and talk to me. I can answer any of the questions you have. We're not going to be pushy or force anyone to do this. And so just if you have questions about the process, you can certainly stop by that day at Lake Area or shoot me a message on Facebook.